Though some men are known by their name, some are known by their achievements and their accomplishments, and some became famous by good deeds, and some have just become infamous. Others have become known for their wealth, and some of these for their philanthropy and for their gifts. The time is somewhere between probably 6 months to up to 2 years since the birth of Christ. A group of men arrive at a house where Mary and Joseph are now living and staying. These men have, over time, received a name and received fame for their generous gifts that they brought for the child. Expensive and significant gifts. Although we do not know their names or even technically their number in their entourage, we know their gifts. Matthew 2:11 says, "And they opened their treasure box and gave him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh." Many have assumed because there were three types of gifts, there were these three wise men. This is purely speculative, of course. It's possible there could have been more. But what we often overlook is that they brought another gift, if you will, a fourth gift. It's mentioned in the same verse, and it was given to Jesus even before any of the other gifts. Actually, the other three gifts were given because of this gift. Matthew 2:11 begins by stating, "As they came into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they bowed down and worshiped him." The fourth gift, or actually more accurately, the first gift, is more valuable than all the other gifts. The gift of worship. We've just come through a time of giving and receiving. We give these gifts to show our love and appreciation. We search and we stress for the perfect gift, hoping that it will be suitable for that special individual and that it will bring them pleasure. But today we come here to observe and to remember the same one who those gift-bearing magi thought over two millennia ago. Some maybe could bring a gift of gold. A few could bring the gift of frankincense. Probably even less could bring myrrh. But we all must bring that most valuable gift of worship. It's the perfect gift for that special one. It's the gift that will bring him pleasure. Jeremiah 29:3 says this, "When you seek me in prayer and worship, you will find me available to you. If you seek me with all your heart and your soul, I will make myself available to you, says the Lord." Father, we come before you today to remember Jesus. And not just as a child. Father, more importantly, to remember him as a crucified Savior and a resurrected King. Father, we can only bring to him this gift of worship. And Father, so we open up our hearts. And Father, we lift up our minds and our spirits to you, Father, in praise and adoration for what you have done and for what he went through on our behalf. Father, as we partake of these emblems, as we take the bread and we remember his body that was abused and that suffered the tortures, trials, the the pains, Father, we remember that those should be ours. And Father, as we partake of this cup, Father, may we remember his blood. Father, a blood that is pure. Father, pure enough to wash away our sin and to redeem us back to you. Father, this gift that we bring of worship and remembrance and honor, we offer. And we know, Father, it is all that we have, but it is what you want and is what pleases you, pleases Christ. It's in his name that we pray.